AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. President Trump has fired the nation's top military official. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
It's part of the president's effort to rid the Pentagon of leaders who back diversity and equity in the ranks. Air Force General C.Q. Brown Jr. was a history-making fighter pilot, confirmed nearly 5 years ago as the military's first black service chief.
General Brown is also a warfighter who's commanded in Europe, the Middle East, and the Indo-Pacific.
In a social media post announcing the firing, the president called Brown an outstanding leader. But Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth has taken aim before at Brown, who had spoken out about George Floyd's killing and the pressures of being a black officer. As he walked into the Pentagon for his first day on the job last month, Hegseth was asked if he planned to fire Brown.
Standing with him right now. Look forward to working with him.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Associated Press has sued three Trump administration officials, citing freedom of speech. In remarks to Republican governors on Thursday, President Trump said the AP needs to get on board with his executive order.
And they refuse to acknowledge that the Gulf, former of Mexico, is now called the Gulf of America. So we just told them, we're holding them out of any news conferences. Now I'm sure they'll get sued and maybe they'll win, doesn't matter. It's just something that we feel strongly about.
The Job Cuts Act is about to hit the Pentagon.
The Defense Department says that it's cutting 5,400 probationary workers starting next week and will put a hiring freeze in place. The Defense Department, which is the largest government agency, says it's reducing its civilian workforce by 5 to 8%. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. There's an update on Pope Francis's respiratory infection.
Il Papa è fuori pericolo? No, il Papa non è fuori pericolo.
Is the Pope out of danger? No, the Pope is not out of danger. That's what surgeon Sergio Alfieri said at a news conference updating Pope Francis's health. Doctors say the Pope's condition is not life-threatening, but that the 88-year-old has pneumonia and chronic bronchitis, and they say he'll remain in the hospital for at least all of next week as he receives occasional supplements of oxygen when he needs it. Doctors say the pontiff is responding to the strengthened drug therapy he's receiving. And Dr. Alfieri says,
Il Santo Padre mantiene il suo buon umore.
The Pope remains in good spirits and humor. I'm Donna Warder.
6 weeks after the start of the most destructive wildfire in city history, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass ousted the fire chief. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.